gentlemen, that takes care of the regular business. We've got two cases that have been left open, and we've got two that are tabled.
Put a letter of approval.
Our next regular meeting. So now we'll move on to.
You're welcome.
Old business. And our first case under old business.
Case number 11,041, Carrie Wertz. This was in Cape Windsor, a variance from the side yard setback requirement. It was for an attached single car garage. And Mr. Rickard tabled it.
I believe the applicant is creating his own practical difficulty here. I can't see where he's got all kinds of, might not have any setbacks at all on this, the way he's approved the Board of Adjustment cases for side yards. He can reduce the size. You can move it over. That's my opinion.
Okay. Mr. Whitman?
I agree with Mr. Rickards. I don't think he needs the variance for that. I think he's got too much. I'm not in favor.
Mr. Hudson?
Is this a similar variance that we've approved before in Cape Windsor? Probably. He could reduce the size of the
some stuff there. Could make that and fit. Mr. Mills?
I'm curious as to why he didn't consider his need for a garage back in March when he applied for the first variance.
Good point.
Yep.
That's a good point.
The minutes have been approved, correct?
Pardon me?
The minutes have been approved.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have them. In case he, if you want me to read them, I think he testified on that, but it's.
Oh, yeah, sure. If you want to read that portion, that'd be fine.
And
he was sworn in testify requesting a 5.8 from the 10-foot side yard for the attached garage. The property is only 40 foot wide. That the proposed location of the attached garage is to keep from blocking his neighbor's view of the water. That the storage is needed to store his motorcycle and boats. So that the existing storage area is not large enough due to the existing furnace and stairs. That the proposed attached garage will measure 12 by 16, that the variance will allow the proposed attached garage to be constructed in line with the existing dwelling, that it will not alter the character of the neighborhood, and that all sheds in development are on the street side of the lots.
And you don't want to make it 4 foot and right down the side of the house?
But it doesn't say why he didn't apply for it initially.
No, right.
No, I guess he didn't think about it then. He didn't say, just. He doesn't have the storage because of the furnace and stairs now.
What were these originally? Single wide mobile home lots?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Originally, that's exactly what they were. And the county had approved that. It was a mobile home park. They had approved the AR1 with the 5 foot. You know, average.
Setback requirement?
Yeah. And then the 10 on the sides. I'd like to make a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm.
May I?
You sure can.
I'd like make a motion that we deny case number 11,041. I believe the practical difficulty is going to be created by the applicant. And with that, I make that a motion.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,041. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Callaway, for the reasons that have been stated by Rickers. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,041 is denied.
Okay, case